Evam Kshipam Danushi Sandita Mutsa Sarja. Banam Savajramiva Tadridayam Bibheda. So Sri Gvamanda Shamukarnya Patad Vimanad. Daheti Jalpati Jane Sukriti Variktaham. Evam Kshipandanushi Sandita Mutsa Sarja. Banam Savajrameva Tadridayam Bibheda. So Sri Gvamandasra Mukarnya Patad Vimanad. Daheti Jalpati Jane Sukriti Variktaham. Please chant. Vaishnavis? Translation preferred by His Angry Srila Prabhupada. After thus rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramachandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravana, and released the arrow which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas, alas, what has happened, what has happened?" As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of his past activities are exhausted. Purport? In Bhagavad Gita 9.21, it is said, Kshine punye martya lokam vishanti. When the results of their past activities are exhausted, those who have enjoyed in the heavenly planets fall again to earth. The fruitive activities of this material world are such that that whether one acts piously or impiously, one must remain within the material world according to different conditions. For neither pious nor impious actions can relieve one from Maya's clutches of repeated birth and death. Somehow or other, Ravana was raised to an exalted position as the king of a great kingdom with all material opulences, but because of his sinful act of kidnapping Mother Sita, all the results of his pious activities were destroyed. If one offends an exalted personality, especially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly becomes most abominable, bereft of the results of pious activities. One must fall down like Ravana and other demons. It is therefore advised that one transcend both pious and impious activities and remain in the pure state of freedom from all designations. Sarvapadi Vinir Muktan Tat Paratvena Nirmalam. When one is fixed in devotional service, he is above the material platform. On the material platform, there are higher and lower positions. But when one is above the material platform, he is always fixed in a spiritual position. Sagunam Samati Chaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Ravana or those like him may be very powerful and opulent in this material world, but theirs is not a secure position, because after all they are bound by the results of their karma, karmana daiva netrina. We should not forget that we are completely dependent on the laws of nature. Prakriti kriya mahanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudatma kartakam itti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. One should not be proud of one exalted position and act like Ravana, thinking oneself independent of material nature's laws. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnana Shalaka Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadar Shivasati Gora Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpatrubhishya Kripa Sindhubhyevachya Patitanam Pavenebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So today is Vijayadashami, the day when Lord Ramachandra killed demon Ravana. It is widely celebrated. Festival not only in India but also in the neighboring countries. Somehow in Bengal they celebrate it as Durga Puja. But in some other states, it's celebrated in honor of Lord Ramachandra with the 10 days Ramlila performances. Anyways, Lord Ramachandra, he appeared millions of years ago, and still today, he's one of the very popular, so to say, incarnations of Godhead with the millions of worshippers. Lord Brahma prays in Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Murti Shukhalani Amena Tishtan. Nana Vatara Makarad Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Sambhavat Paramapumanyo Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Primeval Lord Govinda, who by the way of his plenary portions, Kala, appears in this world in many forms and incarnations, such as Lord Rama, but who also personally appears himself, Krishna, original Supreme Person. So on this day, Lord Ramachandra ended long search for Mother Sita and ended the long battle against Rakshasas and Ravana by killing Ravana. All the soldiers on Ravana's side, they released, as we read in the verse, the outcry of grief and sadness. And the other side of Lord Rama's side, everybody was happy, monkeys were jumping in jubilation. Only one person on Rama's side was sad. That was Vibhishan, his own brother. although he was the one actually who at the last moment helped Ram kill Ravana. Lord Ramachandra, he was cutting off Ravana's heads, 10 heads one by one, and his limbs with his sharp arrows. But somehow the heads were growing up again and the limbs were growing up again. So he was wondering, what's happening? This demon cannot be killed? At that moment, Vibhishan approached him and told him the secret. He told him that Ravana in his heart had a celestial nectar given to him due to boon of Lord Brahma. And because of this nectar, his heads were growing back again. So the only way to kill him was to dry up this nectar. So Ram did exactly that. He used the arrow given to him by Agastya Muni, imbued it with the power of Brahmastra, chanted Aditya Hridaya prayer, released the arrow, and killed Ravana. But now Ravana was lying there dead on a battlefield, and Vibhishan was sad, because after all, Ravana was his brother. And he still loved him, although he knew how evil Ravana was. Vibhishan still loved him, in the same way as Rukmini loved his evil brother Rukmi. So Lakshman, he approached Vibhishan, put the hand around his shoulders and console him by telling him the spiritual truths about the soul and the reincarnation. He told him that this soul in the body of Ravana must have attained the better destination. So who is this soul in the body of Ravana? We learn from Bhagavatam and other Shastras that is actually the gatekeeper from Vaikuntha. It's actually Jai and Vijay, the two gatekeepers who fell from Vaikuntha due to curse of four Kumaras and were born as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha first time, second time Ravana and Kumbhakarna, and third time they appeared as Shishupal and Dantavakra. So this was not the first time that Ravana met the Lord, and it was not the first time that he was killed by the Lord. He was already killed by him as Hiranyakashipu. And in his next life, he's again going to be killed. So we know that all the demons killed by the Lord, they attain liberation. But in these two instances, Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, the demon did not attain liberation, although he was killed by the Lord. So what is the reason for this? Is there any difference between the form of Lord Narasimhadev, Lord Ramachandra and Lord Krishna? Only Lord Krishna, he bestowed liberation. Lord Ramachandra and Narasimhadev, they didn't give him liberation. Does it mean that there is a difference between these forms of the Lord? Are they one and the same person? Srila Rupa Goswami, he answers in his Laghu Bhagavatamrita, no, the Lord is still the same person. He's like a Vaidurya gem that displays different qualities at different times. The Vaidurya gem, when you look at it from different angles, displays different colors. So in the same way, the Lord displays his different qualities in different forms. So what was that quality displayed in the form of Lord Krishna that was not displayed in the forms of Lord Ramachandra and Narasimhadev? It was his power of attractiveness. That form was not displayed in Lord Narasimhadev. That quality was not displayed in the form of Lord Narasimhadev, and it was not displayed in the form of Lord Ramachandra. You may ask why? What is the reason? The reason is that Narasimhadev and Ravana, at the moment of their death, they were not absorbed in the Lord. They were not absorbed in the meditation of the Lord like Shishupal was. And why they were not absorbed? Because they didn't know that this Narasimhadev and that this Ramachandra are the Supreme Person, the same Lord Vishnu. When Lord Narasimhadev appeared from the pillar, Hiranyakashipu, he was surprised. He thought, wow, who is this amazing creature? He looks very wonderful. half man, half lion. But he never thought, this is the Lord Vishnu, your eternal enemy. He thought, this is some living entity who in his previous life did some tapasya. And due to his tapasya, he attained this amazing form. So he is just a jiva, and I can kill him. And due to this reason, his mind was not absorbed in the Lord. Because he didn't consider Hiranyakashipu, he didn't consider Lord Nrisimhadeva to be the Lord. Similarly, Ravana, although he was told quite a few times by his wife Mandodari that Lord Ram is the Supreme Lord Vishnu, he heard that, but he didn't take it seriously. He was still thinking, this Ram, he's a just ordinary prince. And humans, they're inferior to Rakshasas. So there is no problem in my killing him. So because Hiranyakashipu and Ravana didn't consider him to be the Lord's power of attractiveness, which is cause of liberation, didn't manifest in these two forms. But in a third life, this soul, now Shishupal, from the very beginning of his birth, he was criticizing, offending, and chastising Lord Krishna by calling out his holy names like Achyuta, Janardana, Keshava, with a hatred. Through these two lifetimes, his hate accumulated so much that every time he pronounced the Lord's name, he hated him very much. But nevertheless, the Lord's sweet holy names, they exhibited their sweetness through this chanting, even though done with the hatred. And through the power of these holy names, Shishupal could actually understand that this Krishna, my maternal cousin, the son of my uncle Vasudev, he is the same Lord Vishnu. He is the same person who already killed me twice in my previous lives. And when he understood that, he hated Krishna even more. He hated him even more. So thus, while walking, sitting, talking, bathing, doing anything, Shishupal was 24 hours a day completely absorbed in the forms of Krishna. He didn't know, he didn't see anything else except four-handed form of Krishna with the yellow dhoti, lotus-like eyes, Shankha, Chakra, Gada, and Padma in his hands. He was totally absorbed in this four-handed form that Krishna displayed for him. So at the moment of his death, at Rajasuya sacrifice, when the Lord cut off his head with his Sudarshan chakra, Shishupal was purified from the fault of hatred. He had that fault of hatred. But because he was absorbed completely in the form of the Lord, he attained liberation. And not only liberation, as Rupa Goswami explains, he attained much more. He attained prema, Vaikuntha prema, the love for the Lord of Vaikuntha. And thus he was reinstated in his original position as gatekeeper of Vaikuntha. So from this episode, we can draw a very significant lesson. It's a lesson of absorption. Krishna consciousness means to become absorbed in the thoughts of the Lord 24 hours a day. And how that absorption comes about? How that absorption is achieved? Again, we can learn from Shishupal by chanting the Lord's holy names. Through chanting these holy names of the Lord, we can become absorbed in the thoughts of the Lord. But then you may object, well, I chant every day, I'm not really absorbed. What's wrong? Again, we can learn from Shishupal. We need to know that these holy names of Krishna, that they are Supreme Person, that they are not different from Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnashuddha Nityamukta Abhinatvam Nama Namino. So the holy name of Krishna is the transcendental gemstone, Chintamani stone. Namachintamana Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, is fully conscious, is the embodiment of all spiritual malice, of all rasa. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto. It's complete. It's pure and eternally liberated. And this name is not different from the person it refers to. So while chanting, we need to be conscious. These holy names of Krishna, they are Krishna Himself. If we are conscious of that fact, how can we become inattentive? We are inattentive only because we are not aware that Krishna is coming to associate directly with us to His holy names. For example, if you have some very, very important person coming and sitting next to you, like, let's say, President of India or whomever, are you going to be inattentive and neglectful? No, you will be very much conscious of him. So if we are conscious that Krishna is next to us, while we are chanting his holy names, we'll become very attentive and gradually become absorbed in these holy names. So first comes the name, then comes the form. Sage Karabhajan in 11th canto Bhagavatam, here he recites one very nice shloka that's speaking about the absorption in the meditation, the lotus feet of the Lord. Dhyam sada paribhava gnam abhishta doham tirtas padam shiva virinchinutam sharanyam prityartiham pranata pala bhavadipotam vande maha purusha te charanaravindam. He says, Dhyam sada, I constantly meditate on this lotus feet of the Lord. Dhyan sada paribhavagnam. This lotus feet of the Lord, they defeat the insults of material existence. The material existence is always insulting us in so many ways. But if we meditate on this lotus feet of the Lord, we'll overcome all the insults of material existence. Abhishta doham. And this lotus feet, meditation on these lotus feet, rewards the true desire of the soul, which is pure love for God. Tirthaspadam, they are the abode of all holy places. Shiva Virinchinutam, they are bowed down by the great demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Sharanyam, and they are worth of taking shelter of. Brityartiham, O my Lord, you are the protector of your devotees. Pranata Bhala, you offer protection to those who just offer their obeisance to you. Pranata Pala Bhavadipotam, and these lotus feet, they are the real boat for crossing the ocean of material existence. So somehow or other, we have to become absorbed in Krishna. So all our sadhana is centered around this goal, our chanting, and all morning sadhana, basically whole morning program, is meant for that. Manga Arati, Bhagavatam class, Kirtan is meant to help us become absorbed in Krishna. But then you can object, well, during the day, okay, I can become absorbed in the morning, but then during the day I have to do so many things that are completely distracting. So how can I remember Krishna during the day? Well, it depends on the quality and level of absorption during our morning sadhana. If we become really absorbed in the morning, then somehow by inertia during the day, we'll be able to remember Krishna, even if we might be doing so many distracting things. Prahlad Maharaj, he was so absorbed in the thoughts of the Lord that he was not aware how his bodily functions like eating, sleeping, bathing were going on. Somehow they were going on. It was when he was a child, and later when he grew up, he was a king and he had to do so many duties. Still, he was absorbed in the thoughts of the Lord. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a district magistrate and naturally he had so many, so to say, mundane duties to do. Still, he managed to be 24 hours a day absorbed in the thoughts of the Lord. So it is certainly manageable, but we have to put some effort. Let us now go back for a moment to Lord Ramachandra's Leela. So we know after the Ravana was killed, Mother Sita was brought in front of the Lord Ram, and then he did something very, very unusual and strange. He told to Mother Sita, my dear lady, I fulfill my duty towards you, you're free to go. Even demigods wondered, oh, Ram, what are you doing? Everybody was perplexed. He's sending this saintly lady away. And then we know the story. Mother Siddha, she went into the fire and was brought back by Agni, who testified her chastity. And then the divine couple was happily united. They went to Ayodhya and lived there happily for some time, for around a year. And after that, again, some rumors came to Lord Ram. He heard that some Dobby was speaking badly about Mother Sita. And what did he do? Again, he did a very unusual thing. He sent Mother Sita to the forest. And this is the fact why some less intelligent persons criticize Lord Ram, not knowing his exalted position. They criticize him, thinking that he mistreated Mother Sita. Mother Sita is his internal energy. How can he mistreat her? I even read some paper written by some scholar, American Academy of Religion, speaking about mistreatment of Mother Sita. It was not a mistreatment. Lord Ram did what he was supposed to do. His Maryada Purushottama. Maryada Purushottama means the best of persons who strictly follow the rules of social and moral etiquette. So as the ideal king, he couldn't allow any stain or any blemish on his personality in order to set the right example. If there is any stain, he has to remove the stain or to step down as the king. So if there is any fault, blemish on the part of his wife, he has either to give up kingdom or give up his wife. So he gave up his wife. And that was not a really pleasurable thing for him to do. It was actually very, very painful. But he did it to set the right example. He did it for the benefit of others. Since Krabajana Muni, again in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, in the shloka, following the shloka I already recited, he's praying to Lord Mahapurusha. He's saying, Tyaktva sudustaja surepsita raja lakshmim. Dharmishta arya vachasa yat agad aranyam. Mayam rigam daita epsitum anvadhavat. Vande Mahapurusha te charanaravindam. O Mahapurusha, O my Lord, I offer my obeisances unto your lotus feet. Tyaktva sudustaja, you gave up the goddess of fortune, Raja Lakshmi, that is most difficult to give up. Everybody in the material world, he eagerly desires the association of goddess of fortune. But Lord Ramachandra, he gave up this goddess of fortune, Surepsita. He is eagerly desired even by the great demigods, but he gave up her association. Why did he do this? Because he's Dharmishta. He's the most perfectly fixed in a religion, in following the religious principles. Arya Vachasayat Agad Aranyam. To obey the word of Arya, of a Brahman, in this case his own father, he went to the forest. Arya Vachasayat Agad Aranyam. And he wandered in the forest. Mayam Rigam Daita Epsitum Anvadavat. And in the forest, he chased after the golden deer. You know the story, how Lord Ram chased after the golden deer. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So Lord is setting the example for the whole world. How to sacrifice his own personal interest, his own benefit for the benefit of the greater world. So this is not the last time Lord did it. He did it in other incarnations as well. In the next incarnations, this Lord Krishna, he did exactly the same thing. So the very same shloka, Tyaktva Sudustaja, is interpreted by Sridhar Swami, the Bhagavata commentator, to describe Lord Ram. So Srila Jiva Goswami interprets that same shloka describes Lord Krishna. How? Tyaktva Sadustaja Surepsita Raja Lakshmi. Lord Krishna, he was born in Mathura and he gave the opulence of this city of Mathura. In this case, Raja Lakshmi means the opulence of the city of Mathura. Dharmishtha, Lord Krishna is also Dharmishtha, the most fixed in the following the religious principles, although he danced in the dead of the night with other wives, still he is Dharmishtha because the gopis, they are his internal potencies. They are not actually other wives. He is the source of all religious principles. So how can he not be Dharmishtha? Arya Vachasa, so to obey the word of his father Vasudev, when he was in prison, he prayed to him, please go away from Kamsa's prison, go to Vrindavan. So that's why he went to Vrindavan, Yad Agad Aranyam. And in Vrindavan, he did what? Mayam Rigam Daita Epsitum Anvad Havat. He became not a golden deer, but he became a play toy in the hands of his beloved Srimati Randarani. And Anvadhavat, he ran here and there with the cowherd boys, different pastures, sometimes Ramareti, sometimes Vrindavan, sometimes Govardhan, while curding house, sometimes Krishna would run in front of the cowherd boys and cows very fast. And then all cowherd boys, they ran after him, calling out, I'll be the first one to touch Krishna. I'll be the first one to touch Krishna. In this way, they enjoy the life by touching Krishna. Wouldn't that be wonderful? To enjoy life touching Krishna? So Lord Krishna, he lived for 11 years in Vrindavan, enjoying various pastimes with his beloved devotees, Rajivasis. Then after these 11 years, one ominous day, one chariot appeared in Vrindavan, one evening. And when the gopis saw the chariot, they became very disturbed and very apprehensive. They thought, who is this? Is this somebody who came to steal our Krishna? And exactly that is what happened. That was Akrura. Somehow by his diplomatic skills, he managed to convince Nanda Baba and Yashodama to let Krishna go to Mathura. So next morning, he boarded Krishna and Balaram on the chariot and was ready to go. But in one small moment of his inattention, Krishna disappeared. And then with a great difficulty and the Balaram's help, he managed to find him in the groves with the gopis. And he managed somehow with the pleas and prayers and logic and arguments to convince him to go back to the chariot. And the scene that happened at that time, Sanatana Goswami describes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, is so sorrowful that even today the stones cry, trees shed tears, and lightning bolts shatter. Everybody was so much absorbed in lamentation. Even Krishna and Balaram and Akrura, they were crying. What to speak about the gopis? They were just fainting and crying loud for Krishna without considering any rules of social etiquette, without considering that their elders are in front of them. Even animals like cows, deers, does, even wolves and jackals, they were also crying and bawling in lamentation. So Akrura was starting his chariot, and some gopis were pulling from behind for the chariot. Some of them, they were throwing themselves in front of the wheels, in front of the horses. But Akrura somehow, he managed to expertly maneuver and slowly, slowly exit. And as soon as the road was clear, he chased the horses very, very fast and didn't stop until they came to Akrura Ghat, Brahma Hrada, where he stopped. And then somehow managed to console Krishna, because Krishna was so disturbed. In his previous life as Lord Ramachandra, the Lord gave up the association of only one goddess of fortune. But now, in this incarnation, he gave up the association of thousands of goddesses of fortune. The gopis, the original goddesses of fortune. So how much more difficult was for Krishna to give up their association. Still, he did it to set the right example. Still, he did it for the benefit of the whole world, because he had to save not only his father, mother, and the Yadu dynasty. He had to kill so many demoniac kings. He had to fulfill the mission of the demigods. So he sacrificed his personal interest for the benefit of the whole world. Again, showing us a great example. And this was again not the last time that he did it. In his next incarnation, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did the very same thing. And the very same verse, Tyaktva Sudustati Surepsita Raja Lakshmi, is again interpreted by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur to describe Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, one shloka, same shloka, interpreted in three different ways to describe three different incarnations. And there is no contradiction, because it's actually the same person, Krishna himself. So Tyaktva Sudustati Surepsita Raja Lakshmi, Lord Chaitanya, when he took sannyas, he gave up the association of Vishnu Priya Devi, who was certainly the goddess of fortune. Arya Vachasa, yet Dharmishta, Lord Chaitanya is certainly Dharmishta, the most perfectly fixed in religious principles. He was such a strict follower of sannyas order of life. Arya Vachasa Yad Agadaranyam. Who is this Arya? Because of him, he went to the forest. That was one Brahmana who actually cursed Lord Chaitanya. While the kirtans were going on here in Shiva Sangam, that Brahmana, he tried to go inside. But because the door was locked, the kirtan was only for insiders, not for outsiders. This Brahmana, he got very angry. He went to the banks of Ganga, he snapped his Brahman thread and cursed Lord Chaitanya with the following words: "May you never enjoy the family life." And when Lord Chaitanya heard this, internally he was very happy, because he wanted to take sannyas anyway. So not only Vishnu Priya Devi was affected, but so many of Lord's dearest associates, especially his mother, Sachimata. When on the day when the Lord took sannyas, Mother Sachi, she was sitting grief-stricken on the doorsteps of his house. All devotees, they came there thinking it's just a normal day, the Lord is here, we are going to engage in pastimes with him. But then when they realized that Lord had gone, they all fainted on the ground and were incessantly crying. And not only Lord's associates, all the residents of Navadvip, they felt so grief-stricken that some of them were saying, "What is use of our families in our houses? Let's burn these houses and become a wandering yogis." They all loved Lord Chaitanya so much. So they were lamenting, "Oh, we are not going anymore to see his moon-like lotus face." Mayamrigam daita yapsitum anvadhavat. So Lord Chaitanya, he didn't chase the golden deer. He chased the fallen conditioned souls that are also described as mayamriga. He chased them daita yapsitum out of his causeless mercy in order to give them Krishna bhakti. We know in the Lord's travelings in South India, sometimes he would just randomly embrace people, and just by this embrace, people will get pure love of Krishna. Anvadhavat. He was running, chasing the fallen and conditioned souls to give them pure love of Krishna. So Vande Mahapurusha Te Charanaravinda. Oh, my Lord, my dear Lord Chaitanya, offer my respectful obeisances to you. It was certainly very painful for Lord Chaitanya also to leave loving wife, loving mother, and so many dear associates. But he did it for the benefit of all of her. He did it for the benefit of all of us. And not only Lord did it, but so many his devotees, acharyas, did the same thing. Like Sripad Madhvacharya, whose appearance day is today, he took sannyas when he was only 12 years old boy. Just imagine 12 years old boy taking sannyas. His mother, she wanted to commit suicide. Still, He did it for the benefit of whole world. And now, our own Srila Prabhupada, what did he do? At age of 70, he left his very comfortable position in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and he crossed the ocean, old man, without money. Again, he sacrificed his own personal interests for the benefit of the whole world. So this is the great example for all of us to follow. It doesn't mean that we all should now take sannyas, give up our families and children. No. For some people it may be applicable. But the principle of that we can all apply, that we should give up our mentality of me and mine, my own personal benefit. In the material world, all conditioned souls, they have a, I call it, profit-oriented mentality. In every transaction, in every relationship, in every dealing, the conditioned soul in the material world thinks, what is there for me? What can I get from here? What kind of benefit I get from here? It's doing a cost-benefit analysis. If the benefits are higher than costs, I'll take it. If the costs are higher than the benefit, I donate it. So this profit-oriented mentality should be given up. And instead, we should adopt the mentality, how can I serve? What can I give to others? How can I help others? How can I benefit others? That can be practiced in every situation, in every interaction, in every dealing, in any relationship we have during the day. So we can just try. Whomever we meet today, instead of thinking, what can I get from this person? We should think, what can I do for this person? How can I help him? How can I uplift him? How can I serve him? We need to adopt this giving, serving mentality. Here in Mayapur, we are building a big temple. This is certainly very wonderful. It will attract a lot of people. But just a temple is not enough. Just build building is not enough. There are so many big buildings around the world. We need a community with the proper spirit. Community with the spirit of service and giving to others. We are not building this temple to attract people to take their money, to rip them off. No, this is not the purpose. The purpose is to attract people, to give them Krishna consciousness. So only when we as a members of community, individually adopt this service attitude, this mentality of giving and serving others without expecting anything in return, only then this temple will fulfill its purpose. By the way, we are non-profit organization. Non-profit means that we are not working for profit. Of course, don't understand me wrong, I'm not against the profit. We might need to make money for so many preaching projects. But that should not be the primary goal. That should not be our main, should not become our life bread. We are not here to make profit. We are here to give and serve others. So I'll summarize in this class. Basically, I just had two messages to convey, two points. First was the point of absorption. We need to become absorbed in Krishna. And that primarily comes through chanting of His holy names. So we need to develop something called, as Rupa Goswami calls it, Naam Ruchi, the taste for the chant of the holy name. So only when we are Krishna conscious ourselves, only when we have a taste ourselves, we can give Krishna consciousness to others. Only then we can help others. So we need to become absorbed in Krishna and to develop Naam Ruchi. And second point, second message I had, that we need to learn how to give to others without expecting anything in reward. In other words, we need to learn how to serve others. And according to Rupa Goswami, this has two subdivisions. One is called Vaishnava Seva. We need to learn how to serve the devotees. And another is called Jivadoya. we need to learn how to serve conditioned souls by giving them Krishna consciousness. So if we just remember these three things, Nam Ruchi, Vaishnava Seva, and Jiva Doya, and try to implement them in our own lives, then we are assured that our spiritual practice will be very successful. Thank you. I'll stop here. If you have any comments or questions. Yes, Prabhu. Just 1 second, we need a mic. I can't hear you.
You mentioned Shishupal.
Madhvacharya. Shripad Madhvacharya, his appearance day is today.
No, what was the name of the Shishupal who was absorbed in hating Krishna? What was his name? Shishupal, yeah? Do you remember?
I couldn't get it. Can you say it again? Yes, Prabhu, can you tell me what he meant?
He's referring to the demon Shishupal.
Shishupal. Yeah, Shishupal was the demon who was killed by Krishna. Yeah. Who's in previous life was Ravana and Hiranyakashipu, Shishupal.
Yeah, so I was asking, was he gonna, did he become Jagai Madai in Lord Chaitanya Leela?
He was reinstated his original position as gatekeeper of Vaikuntha. He attained liberation, not only liberation, he attained Vaikuntha Prem, love for the Lord of Vaikuntha. Originally, he was a gatekeeper from Vaikuntha. He fell due to the curse of four Kumaras. He spent three lives as a demon, eventually was killed, and went back.
What about Jagai Madai? Who are they?
Jagai and Madai, they were also demons.
They're not giant demons.
I can't say who were they in the previous lives. Sorry. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu. Just the mic.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a very nice class. I don't know how much sensible my question is, but still this thought is coming to my mind. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the first canto Bhagavatam that one can assuredly see Lord Krishna in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Means with a proper spirit if he approaches.
Yes.
So like Ravana was killed, ten-headed Ravana was killed by Lord Rama in the, and similarly Prahlad Maharaj was like trampled upon by elephants and things like that. Is it possible to have any visualization or feel the intensity of the whole? Any kind of visualization or feel the intensity of the whole situation, like you getting it? I don't know.
You mean the visualization of the Leela? Or I don't get it. Can you explain it a little bit?
Yeah, like how can I feel that Leela at the best, you know, like right now I'm reading something, but
You want somehow to see the Leela, to become absorbed. Yes, by reading it, you can get some mental picture how it look like. But real realization, which is called Lila Spurti, it comes by Krishna's mercy, by mercy of His holy name. So through the chant of the holy name, one day we might become qualified to see all these Lilas that are on the page of Srimad Bhagavatam, to really see them. To visualize is one thing, you are just trying to imagine something, but to really see the Lila, it requires mercy of Krishna and it requires high level of spiritual advancement, but it's certainly possible. But we have to deserve it. Okay, if there's nothing else, I'll end. Yes, Madhaji? Come.
Hare Krishna. I just want to know, like, Jaya Vijaya.
Yes. Correct, correct. It's arranged by his potency, but Krishna's internal potency. It's a Krishna's lila, but still, the Rupa Goswami is giving the example because it it's also applicable in the real life. It was arranged by Krishna's energy, but it's actually the fact. The Hiranyakashipu, he didn't absorb his mind in Lord Nrisimhadev because he did not think of him as the Lord. Ravana in the same way, he did not absorb the mind in Ramachandra because he didn't think of him as the Lord. So it doesn't matter whether it was arranged by Lord's energy or not. It is just showing that one doesn't know that the Lord is the Lord. He is not getting the real benefit. He is not getting the liberation. And Shishupal, he knew that Krishna was the Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. And as the result, he got liberation and even more. So it's applicable to everybody, not only to Shishupal. Everybody who absorbs his mind in Krishna while knowing that he is the Lord, he will attain liberation and Krishna. Is that clear? Okay, thank you very much. We'll end up here. Shun Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Ramachandra Vijayotsav ki jai.